Cassandra, listen to this email. Felicitations and unalloyed joy to you. Could you help with a small inconvenience? I possess $32 million in an account belonging to my father, the Prince. We need an honest person to bank this amount for us. We're quits in, babe.
Some things are too good to be true. The Specsavers Too Good deal isn't. Get two pairs of glasses for £70. Include single vision lenses to the same prescription. Conditions apply. Ask in store for details.
Quits in!
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. Sir Keir Starmer will be questioned by senior MPs today over the turmoil in global markets caused by US tariffs. President Donald Trump has insisted he will not back down. The Prime Minister will appear before the liaison committee on the last day the Commons sits before it heads into the Easter recess. John Doman, a reporter with WTOP News in Washington, D.C., told us there's concern in the U.S.
There's a lot of worry that this is going to spark a recession here in the United States. And when that happens, you know, that impacts everything. People stop buying cars. People stop buying houses. People worry about losing their jobs. And in a lot of cases, people do end up losing their jobs. And that stunts their growth for several years.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump has revealed the U.S. is holding direct talks with Iran about its nuclear program. Official discussions will begin at the weekend. It's claimed there could be a lost generation of young people due to a lack of funding in mental health care. That's a claim from the Centre for Mental Health, which wants the government to focus on preventative measures for 8 to 25-year-olds in England. The charity thinks without more spending, children are more likely to resort to violence or fall into poverty. Figures from the RAC show only 3% of England's roads saw any form of maintenance in the last financial year. Last month, the government announced more than £1 billion to tackle potholes. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
Morning, welcome to Tuesday. Bill Overton on Classic FM, nudging you awake now. Our time for the Hall of Fame. Three more entries from the current countdown. Here's Holst's highest.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
I vow to thee my country and land of hope and glory. One after the other, Elgar's Pomp and Circumstance March, number one, played there by the Halle Orchestra. And before it, Holst's The Planets, we heard Jupiter, the National Youth Orchestra of Great Britain, performing. Two of our Hall of Fame, three at three for this morning. All figures from 2024. A non-mover and a climber, and this one dropping a little, but still love it, from Dvorak's Rusalka, his Song to the Moon.
Gauthier Capucin playing that cello arrangement of Song to the Moon from Dvorak's Rusalka, one of 28 operas in the Hall of Fame for now, but that will all change possibly very soon, accompanied there by the Chamber Orchestra of Paris. My Hall of Fame 383, our Hall of Fame hour this morning includes both Beethoven and Wagner, a heavy-hitting start to your workday. Dan Walker here later for that. Also, he has a conga on the school run. Yesterday on his show, he was talking about the world's biggest cream egg. I was reading the papers about the shortage of champagne nowadays. Champagne going out of fashion. You see, that's the difference between these two shows, different times of day. Dan Walker here from 6:30 this morning. Some birthdays on the way next.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Listening to a documentary about Kenny Everett the other day, and he was saying in the clips they played that he was a huge Stravinsky fan. The Firebird Finale, played there by the Chicago Symphony Orchestra before it, Samuel Barber's Adagio for Strings. We heard the Innovation Chamber Ensemble. You're listening to Classic FM. Early Tuesday morning, Bill Overton here. Some birthdays for April the 8th, if it is yours, and you're celebrating, you share the day with the following in your culture club. Steve Howe, the guitarist with Yes. I think he's the longest serving member of the band, certainly still standing. John Madden, the film director, gave us Shakespeare in Love and the best exotic Marigold Hotel. I think I've got that in the right order. 76 today. Julian Lennon turning 62. Robin Wright, she was in Forrest Gump. She was a terrifying first lady in House of Cards as well. 59. And the Oscar-winning actress Patricia Arquette turns 57. And there is you. If you're celebrating today, many happy returns. And for you, I think some Haydn to start the day.
Thank you.
Haydn's Symphony No. 93, the first of his London symphonies. We heard the third movement there played by the Danish Chamber Orchestra. It is at Classic FM. Bill Overton here, setting sail with Rimsky-Korsakov for an ocean adventure before I hand over the controls to Sam Pittis at four. Before that, Carl Jenkins on a tour of his own, a Venetian diversion. We'll hear after this.
Classic FM.
I think it was 1998 when my savings fell asleep. Since then, they've sat in the same account, earning half what they could. But this year, I found Flagstone. With their savings platform, I can open multiple high-interest accounts from over 60 banks, all in one place, with one password. Now, it's easy to manage my cash and watch it rise. Wake up your cash today with Flagstone's savings platform. Flagstone, where savings never sleep. Terms and minimum deposits apply. Search Flagstone.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
When I'm wearing Tenor Silhouette underwear, bladder weakness is the last thing on my mind. The new body close fit design gives me the confidence to live my life the way I want to. With up to 100% Tenor triple protection against odor, leaks and moisture, they feel just like underwear. You can't even tell I'm wearing them. Try new Tenor Silhouette, Product of the Year 2025. Now even more discreet. Voted Bladder Weakness Product of the Year by Kantar. Survey of 8,000 people. Always speak to your GP.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM. Thank you. Classic FM.
Joseph Kalea singing there with the orchestra of the Swiss Romande. The stars are shining brightly from Puccini's Tosca. Before it, we heard Carl Jenkins and the Allegretto from Palladio. That was a Metamorphosen Berlin. Bill Overton here for a little while yet. Time for my one for the road, which is by Rimsky-Korsakov this morning. He was, well, a busy man, finishing off Borodin's Prince Igor opera on the one hand, as well as doing similar work on leftover pieces by Modest Mussorgsky, but proving himself the ultimate multitasker, distracted by an idea of his own from all of this. It wouldn't wait, and so we have Scheherazade.
Thank you.
Charles Boukaris conducting the London Symphony Orchestra, that recording of Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade. We heard the sea and Sinbad's ship. 18 degrees later, that's your high for Tuesday. Plenty of sunshine to soak up later. Look forward to that. Dan Walker here for Classic FM Breakfast from 6.30. But you've got Sam Pitters coming next and Bach and John Barry playing for you shortly after the news. I'm Bill Overton. Have a lovely day.
Classic FM.
The way you eat a cream egg says everything about you. If you eat yours with a teaspoon, that means you like things just so. You turn up the TV in even numbers. Reload the dishwasher when everyone's gone to bed. Pronounce chorizo, chorizo. And if you find a shirt you like, you buy 10. For later. Search cream egg test to find out who you really are. Cadbury cream egg. How do you eat yours?
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
It's in their walk. It's in their bark. It's in their purr. It's ProPlan pet food, the high-quality nutrition behind every moment. ProPlan supports lifelong well-being. Developed with Purina Vets, with leading-edge science that supports healthy joints and promotes digestive health. ProPlan, chosen by remarkable owners for their extraordinary pets.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. The US president has vowed tariffs won't be paused to allow time for trade talks. Donald Trump's imposed a range of new taxes on imports into the US market. The drastic change in trading terms triggered widespread financial chaos. Ashok Kumar, a lecturer in international political economy at Birkbeck University, told us there's no way of knowing where this goes next.
So there's a political dimension to this, but there's also the fact that we just simply don't know which way he's going to go. He's so committed. He's really sort of like anchored his politics and his political sort of legacy to this. And so if he just flips the script very quickly and abandons it, it will be basically almost like a lame duck.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump says the U.S. is having talks with Iran over its nuclear program. The U.S. president is insisting Tehran can't develop nuclear weapons. He says a deal would be preferable. The Duke of Sussex's case against the decision to remove his taxpayer-funded police protection is heading back to the High Court. Prince Harry is appealing the ruling after being told by the Home Office he no longer is able to get the same personal security he had when he was a working royal. It's his second attempt to reverse the decision. A judge upheld it last year. Sport and Newcastle boosted their hopes of a top-four finish in the Premier League with a 3-0 victory away at struggling Leicester. An eighth consecutive top-flight home defeat without scoring keeps Leicester 15 points from safety. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Well, here we are, you and me and the great music. Always great to share it with you, and lots of fantastic pieces to come.